Hello, dear friends. This is Moment of Harmony, an opportunity with Professor Ibis Barsanufo to harmonize ourselves, to calibrate ourselves in our daily challenges. Today, the message that is brought to us talks about the call to service in the harvest of the Lord. First question to all of us is whether or not we understand that we are not the lords of our lives, but we're working for the Lord of life. On the earth, problems exist because people feel that they are the owners of themselves, the lords of their lives. And we've come to know that it's not quite how it works. We've come to know through the teachings of ancient times that there is one Lord and only God. And we're here to call, to be called to serve and to work. How does it work? It works in such a way that when I wake up, I know I'm not going to do what I like. But what I'm going to align my willingness to the will of God. That's why we're here exercising this moment of harmony. Because God is harmony. God is love. If we're not feeling harmonious, or if we're not feeling the love and the serenity, it's because we're not harmonized. And you may claim, yeah, but Vanessa, there are people who create obstacles. You're right. They do. No wonder Jesus is truly melancholic, the scripture says. There's a true account in which Euripides Barsanufo saw Jesus crying. And he thought Jesus was crying out of joy. He turned to Euripides Barsanufo and said, no, that's not quite what it is. Actually, I'm sad, especially because those who were called to work in this harvest are not fulfilling it. And in that group, it's the Spiritists. So tonight we're going to revisit our calibration system, shall we? He says, beloved brothers and sisters, peace and light, we were all called to serve in the harvest of the Lord. Let us get the tools, the necessary tools, to fulfill the imperious task that the infinite mercy of the Father places in our path. The elements of which we must lay hands are the plow of work, the hoe of solidarity, and the rake of intolerance, of tolerance. In possession of those tools, we will walk steadily and serenely, preparing the ground for the future generations to which we belong. Every conscience is a destiny. Let us build our destiny under the solid foundation of a conscience that vertically elevates with eternal and immutable justice. Let us prepare the nuptial tunic, adorned with light and woven of immaculate whiteness, with the extirpation of our flaws and secular vices. Let us remove all shadows from our peri-spiritual organization, which is inoculated by the errors of the past, so that we may appear shining and bright at the feast of the Lord. Let us build the diaphanous veil of immortal clarity around our heads. How do we get to that objective? In the hygiene of our thoughts lies the whole secret of the purification of our spiritual aura. Let us envelop our spiritual vehicle with the luminous and ethereal robe of the angels. What should we do to achieve such goal? Let us occupy our hands, minds, and hearts in the divine work of love. To tell you, the script of love would be the most complex task. I leave to you the merit of finding the paths that love suggests. But we realize that the opportunities in the service of the good that Jesus puts on each one's road every day are wonderful ingestions of love. It is up to you to take advantage of such opportunities or to squander them in the shadows of indifference. But remember this truth: your responsibilities are broadened as your understanding clears towards the divine things. And let's not forget that the Christ trusts in the action of those who have already attained the common level of understanding of the Gospels. Christ awaits us. May the Master strengthen us for the purpose of our spiritual regeneration. Yeah, it's a very intricate message. It has many ins and outs. And if we're here together, the bottom line of it all is what Mentor Joseph says. It's a vibratory calibration. More than words, it's about finding, like musical instruments, you don't tune a musical instrument with words. It's with vibrations. You perceive the differences and you calibrate. It's like a painter painting the different hues of the colors. It's not by words. It's by our sensory movement. We need to feel the scriptures. That's why Jesus said, we need to feel it. It's not enough to know. There are many words here, but the bottom line of it all, you and I are being called. And that suffices. That suffices. We're all being called. The gravity of following it has consequences to the collective. Each one of us, if we decide to do the good, we will be co-participants, partake in the success and the victory of the collective. If we decide individually to not take part in the collective evolution by taking the opposite route, Earth is progressing, is becoming anew, the good shall reign on the Earth. If inside of us evil is still taking big part of it, we will be co-participants, will be partaking in the force that is delaying the progress on the earth, that is deterring the collective will towards the good. Let us assess ourselves. We need to know where we are. The spirits told Kardec that self-knowledge is essential. Where are we? So let us assess inside of us. The world of regeneration begins inside of me, inside of you. Then summing up will be as a planet in that route. But there are many people who are already attuning with the mindset inside of them, mind and bodies. They are already aligned with the proposal of the world of regeneration. What about us? Because if in my daily life I still am awake physically, but dormant to compassion, dormant to kindness, dormant to fraternity, solidarity, and tolerance, then we are still in the worlds of trials and expiations inside of us. We're awaiting pain to wake us up. But why? Professor Eurípides Barçanufo is reminding us, you and I and all of us are called to serve in this harvest, which is of the good. So he says, come on, get the tools to work. And he says this with kindness. He says, get your hands in the plow of work, the hoe of solidarity, and the rake of tolerance. Work, solidarity, and tolerance. Who said that before? Kardec. Work, solidarity, and tolerance. He's talking to spiritists because we're hopefully awake, but not quite. We're still like, you know, when you wake up and you're still dizzy, like, that's majority of us in spiritism, in the movement. Yeah, I know, we're awake, but where do we go? Oh, I wish I could sleep a little more. You know, the sleep of the conscience. Oh, life was so much easier before this. Come on, life is much better with spiritism. The people who say their life is more complicated and harder after they got to know of spiritism, because now they see what they haven't seen, they know what they haven't known before, it's because they still know but they don't feel. Because when we start feeling it, we enjoy it. We love it. We rejoice. We say, oh Lord of life, what a gift. As Chico Xavier used to say, it's a treasure. Spiritists have a treasure at hand. You are a millionaire and you don't know. So we need to really fully awake. And that's what he's saying. Work. Inevitably you're going to wake. Feel the pain of others. Think of those, but don't judge, please. People are suffering. Okay, how can I help you? Solidarity and tolerance. Of course we're different. Of course we have different strategies in our daily lives and in the spiritist centers and anywhere. Big deal. That doesn't mean we're not going to be friends. It doesn't matter the skin color we have. It doesn't matter where we were born. It doesn't matter which language we speak. It doesn't matter if we read the gospel or the spirit book first or the medium's book first or anything else. What matters is that we are children of God all the same. We are the children of God. We are the children of God. We really reincarnated to learn to do good, Right, Teresa Castro, spirit is mishelping to simplify my life. That's a beautiful statement, and I feel it as you say it. I can feel in the words, Teresa, the sincerity of them, because it really shall simplify our lives. No longer we are going to surrender to the old conditions. We're tired of them. And Euripides Barsanulfo says, when we get these tools at hand, we walk steadily and serenely, harmonious, preparing the ground for the future generations to which we belong. Because you're going to reincarnate after this one. Oh, no, please. Oh, yes, please. So we better work. And work hard. Because life is really short. It is short. Even if it's 100 years, it's short. By the time you really start figuring out what to do and how to do, and you get your foot solidly on it and your hands on it, boom, it's over. Kardec lived a long life for the time. He discarnated 69. Literally, he discarnated with his hands in the work. He wished he could have done much more. In the posthumous works, we've come to know that he wanted to do much more, and the Spirit said, hold your horses. You are literally being, you're giving more than we need for now. Wait. In his case, he needed to wait a little bit. He was already at the vanguard, but we needed, like Jesus. Jesus knew it, the limit for his time. So much so that he said, I'll send you the promised consoler that will tell you what I cannot tell you now. He knew it. Kardec is not the master of all masters. But he worked with Jesus, but he didn't have the same stature. So he wanted to do more. And he was right. We need more. Do you feel we need more? I do too. We all do, right, Carol?
Right.
Carol Corey is here. You see it. And we need more. But the point is humanity ready for now? Only God knows. What do? We don't decide anything. We just keep on working. And working, and with these tools of work, solidarity, and tolerance, we walk steadily, steadily, and serenely. So that's a good practice for the next 24 hours. Visualize yourself, your home, your cells of the body, serene, serenity, serenity. Visualize it. Visualize a shower of serenity. And embrace it every day. It begins in the mind. We can do it. And Professor Euripides Barsanulfo keeps reminding us, work on this. Your responsibilities are broadened as your understanding clears towards the divine things. And the Christ is with us. The Christ awaits us. I'll leave you to these thoughts tonight as we harmonize ourselves with Euripides Barsanulfo, and we'll be back tomorrow. May God bless us all.